Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is another special headline news scan report on communism, the communist revolution that is taking place right now across the world, especially in America. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you say, well, what makes you think it's a communist revolution? Well, I'll tell you what makes. If you've been listening to any of my shows, Saxon's Creed, the Rabbit Hole Radio Show, etc., etc., you will have known who was involved in the revolutions of the world, the French Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution, the Huguenots, all kinds of things that have taken place, even the American Revolution. The same players have done this over and over and over again. What you're witnessing right now in the world is a communist revolution. And when I say communist, I mean Jewish. Now, there are non-Jewish communists as well. But let me remind you, of course, that I had talked about this somewhat already recently, but this is a communist revolution in America. I'll explain this very easily, and you'll know that I'm just telling you how it is. Now, I mentioned Israel Cohen's racial program for the 21st century. We're all aware of that. If you haven't seen it, certainly go check it out. It talks about how they'd put the whites on a guilt trip and that they'd raise the Negroes in sports and entertainment until they were able to marry with the whites. And of course, they would become communists. And the Jews, that how Israel Cohen said it in the beginning, was our party's most, you know, our party, that means the Communist Party. And they say that if they raise the Negroes up until this point, that will give America over to their party's cause. Read it for yourself. Israel Cohen's racial program for the 20th century, which of course includes the 21st century. Also, I talked about Mazzini's letter, and I'll read it to you after we hear some of the headlines. I've just read it on a recent show, but maybe you haven't heard it. Maybe you don't listen to my other shows. Maybe you just listen to my news shows, or I really don't know. But I think it's going to shock you, as it should. So let's move into some of the headlines. This is a special report and a headline news scan report altogether. I've never done that before. This is just, I began to look at the news this morning and I said, here it is. It's time for this News Bites report. Now, it says it's only a matter of time before the blacks are looting your middle-class residential neighborhood. Okay, let me let you know about something that took place. I believe it was in Minnesota. It'll be on this week's news later today. They went into a residential neighborhood and they burned down a house with people in it. I'm pretty sure it's in the suburbs, if you know who I mean now, right? Then they blocked the fire engines from getting in there to save the people. Okay? Now, we know Antifa is a communist organization and that it was involved in Germany. All you have to do, if you'd like to get a little educated on the Antifa thing, go to davidjamesboston.com. And right on the front page down a ways, you'll see the Antifa report. I suggest you delve in. So, listen to this one. Bizarre video emerges of white people ritually worshiping black people. Let me just tell you a little bit about it. This will certainly be on today's news. Unbelievable what's going on in this world. It's taking a second to load here. Okay. There was a video, it says here, I hope you saw the video of the black running up to the random white woman on the street and asking her to kneel before him, and her dutifully obliging. She did it. So this other video, filmed in Bethesda, Maryland, shows a black matriarch leading a large crowd of whites in swearing in an oath of allegiance to the blacks. These whites are all, it's a lot of females, but there are some males, of course. They've all got their hands raised up, like you would do in church. Okay, so this is now a, like it says, a new religion has been formed around the worship of non-whites. Of humanity, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity. Whites aren't human. I know that might sound strange to you. We are man. We're not human. We're not H-U-E man, colored man. And the Jews are human. You see, they're not man. This is bizarre. I mean, absolutely bizarre what's going on in this world right now. So you see, by getting these whites, they will fight the other whites. This is a division that's taking place. Now Paris is having riots in the name of George Floyd, a dead black Frenchman. As nation burns, FBI celebrates anal sex, etc., etc. Listen to this. Cop scum across America kneel before the looter mob, pledge allegiance to burning, pillaging agenda. Okay, you just heard that, right? Now, what I've seen so far is there's a cop who was smashing out windows and encouraging looting in Minnesota. Also, there were some cops that burned their own van and were out promoting the mob. We also have seen the cops going after the protesters and standing down on the mob. I'm going to explain this to you. It's very simple. I'll tell you exactly what's going on. This is the communist revolution. Let's see what it says right here. Also, by the way, there's a picture of this character who kneeled on this fellow's head and also supposedly worked with him. Well, it's a crisis actor. It's very clear. I have the picture of it. If you'd like to see it, email me at davidjamesboston@gmail.com. I'll send it to you. I got it off Gab. It's the same fellow. It's another crisis actor. And it's a Jew, of course. So, if you submit to your enemies, you win in this world. Yes. They are images that surprise and move American police officers taking a knee alongside protesters in the most widespread civil unrest to rock the nation in decades. And in so doing, so embracing an anti-racism gesture denounced by Mr. T-Rump. As T-Rump pushes for a crackdown on violent protests over the death of George Floyd, which I don't believe is dead at all, police officers from Jew York and Jew Angeles to, I call it Lost Angeles, Lost Angels, you know what I mean? To Houston are making gestures of solidarity with demonstrators. So the cops are linking up with the Antifa, the Black Lives Matters, Lives Matters, and all the black protesters and all the lefty communists, whites, who joined them. The stupid sheeple that don't know any better, that don't understand that this is all for their own destruction. The stupid cops don't understand that if they help the Jews to get into a position where we can see them pull off the Bolshevik revolution here, the cops will be killed, the ones that help them. They don't understand. Most people don't understand. Now, let me just explain to you why the cops are participating. Because most police stations and most police forces are, you know, locked up, lopped right up to the top with Freemasons. Not only that, they have a lot of Jewish, you know, leaders in the police force. So, when you're seeing these protests, when you see the police officers doing this, they're most likely, 9 out of 10, if not 10 out of 10, are Freemasons, helping another revolution. This is what Freemasons have done in every revolution that's taken place in the world. And I mean every revolution, including the American Revolution. The blacks, of course. You see, one of the things that's going on here is what businesses they couldn't destroy with the COVID-19 hoax will be destroyed by these blacks, and cops will help too. And stupid whites that don't understand what they're fighting. They don't understand what they're rebelling. This is rebellion. This is revolution. This is a communist revolution. Now, that should explain to you why the police are participating. If you were saying to yourself, geez, I wonder what this is all about. Those police will be the ones that'll come and kill us, white people. Understood? They'll stand down like they did in the 60s. And they're standing down today. Obviously, if they're kneeling, they're standing down and they're absolutely against our country. They're traitors. You can see that, right? So we have the blacks who are don't care about this country anyway and are traitors. The white people that are so stupid that they don't understand what they're doing. Many of them are Antifa. Many of them are Jews that look like whites. And many of them are Freemasons and organizations like that. They're being paid by George Soros and other people like that. And so this is it. You see, what's going on is they're trying to destroy America in a coup to take it over. And Donald Trump's not going to do anything as far as I'm concerned. Donald Trump is pro-Jew all the way to the bank. He's also a Freemason, as far as I understand. So you can just forget about Donald Trump, T-Rump, I call him. That's what's going on. Now, let me read the Mazzini letter for you. You know, just the Third World War part. It's about three world wars. And what cracks me up is if you look this up, you'll see Freemasonic sites saying, oh, this is a hoax. Well, when I read you this paragraph, tell me if you think it's a hoax, because it happens to be exactly what's going on to the T. Remember now, they're against the Christian churches. They don't want the churches to open. The Supreme Court says Christians don't have a right to go to church, in case you didn't hear that headline yet. So I hope you'll pay attention to this. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the difference caused by the agentur of the Illuminati, meaning the Jews, between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. Hello? But that we're not done yet. Now you see what's going on right now, right? We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm. Is that what's happening right now across the nation? In now the world? They've got these protests going on in London and Paris now, as we've seen, right? So they've unleashed the nihilists and the atheists, and it says, we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism. Origin of savagery, and who better to play that savagery, right, than these violent groups, including niggers. And it says, of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, listen, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, the niggers, Antifa, the cops, the military, the government. Let me start that again now. Then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, in other words, idealism, a new ideology, but without knowing where to render its adoration, listen, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. Has the doctrine of Lucifer been brought out? Have you seen the statues in all the different places and the temples, these things of Baal that they've been bringing around and everything else? Huh? That sounds like this is a hoax, doesn't it? Sure, it does. I can't even see one thing that's not happening that's right here in this thing. So it says the manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. All right, that sure sounds like a hoax, huh? I mean, we don't see any social cataclysm going on, do we? No. We don't see atheists out there right now from Antifa and Negroids and everything else. No, we don't see that. No, Freemasons that go to the devil's church. No, we don't see that. This is a hoax. Sure it is. Sure it is. So now you know why the cops, if you listen to my Saxon's Creed shows within the last 6 months, and even way before that, I've taught on Freemasonry many, many times, you'll know. Let me just tell you, they control the UK, through Freemasonry. The Jews do. And it's in the monarchy. It's in the police force. It's in the courts, the judges. It's in the media. It's everywhere. It's in the corporations. It controls the UK. I mean, crazily. And they're working on that happening here too. This isn't something that's made up. This is real. I remember back in Boston when I was looking up at the sky and I was taking pictures on my cell phone of the chemtrails going across, and a police officer pulled up to me. And of course, he was an Italian, not an Italian, but an Italian. And he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm taking pictures, obviously. He says, well, isn't there enough going on down here? You don't have to be looking up there. And I look on his hand, and he's got one of the biggest rings I've ever seen. And, of course, it's got the Freemasonry thing on it. The square and compass. The sons of God and the daughters of men. The lingam and the yoni. All that square and compass is the same thing as the hexagram on the Jew flag. No, that's not the Star of David. No. Ah, Hell's emissary, Pope Francis declares racism a sin. Imagine this fellow declaring things as sins when he eats babies' flesh and drinks their blood and rapes them. Imagine that. He ought to know what sin is, right? Canadians acting like biatches, like always, as they get looted for George Floyd. Let me tell you something else that this is all about, in case you don't know this. Do you think that, say I was the one that was killed, do you think that my life is worth all of what's going on right now? Of course not. Do you think some nigger that what's going on right now, his life is worth all of what's gone on? Destroyed businesses, burning people to death in the houses, destroying businesses, you know, beating people on all these things. Is a nigger's life worth that? Never mind my life, right? No, it's not. But the idea here is that they really want to show the people how important just one nigger's life really is. See, but it's not. And it never will be, and it never has been. These are beasts of the field, uncivil warriors, brought into our uncivilized beasts of the field, brought into our country to kill, steal, and destroy, just like the offspring of the devil, the Jews. But don't forget, we have the Sand Negroes, and we have the Mestizos, etc., etc., and the Italians, and on, and the Commies, and on it goes. And now the queers and transvestites are lopped up with them too, and it's all against Whitey. It's all against white civilization, which is the heavenly establishment on earth. Our Israelite nations, the white nations of the world, are the kingdom of Yahweh's establishment on earth. Communism is anti-God and anti-religion. And if you just listen to some of my recent shows, you'll know that and you will understand what communism is. Whew, what a world. So, what else is going on here? Oh, this is interesting. In the headline, the number, I want you to pay attention to the number. Sick Pedo Network Nickelodeon forces kids to watch 9-minute I Can't Breathe trauma programming. 9-minute. Horrible black woman from Ghostbusters disaster movie endorses burning constitution. Imagine if we left our lives to niggers ruling like Obama. Can you imagine what kind of a hellhole this will be? These people don't even know what they're fighting. They don't know what they're fighting for. You see, these niggers, they don't understand what the niggers in South Africa already know. Is that is when Whitey was in charge, it was much, much better. So black mob rule is a pure hellhole, or Jewish rule is a pure hellhole. Hey, listen, I'm just telling you how it really is. If you don't like that, I can't help that. I'm telling you how it is. I said this before, that King Zwelithini of the Zulu tribe, the current king, said that South Africa was much better under the whites, and he castigated his own black people. You can't even see the streets or sidewalks. There's so much trash on them. The beaches have been the beautiful, gorgeous beaches of South Africa have been destroyed. Now, in case you don't know this and you think like, well, Whitey went over there and he took their land and he hurt these. No, the Negroes stayed in the middle of the continent for the most part for thousands of years. Period. So, hoax 2020, the blacks have been unleashed. We will unleash the nihilists. And you get it? The blacks have been unleashed. This is part of the hoax. And yes, it is. Don't forget to write me and I'll send you the picture. You'll see this filthy Jewish cop, the one that supposedly was on his neck with his badge turned around and screwed up. And then you'll see him, who he really is. He's a comedian. And it's the exact fellow. I mean, he didn't even try to change anything. National Riot Mania. This is the big one. Let's see what it says. The pandemic isn't working anymore. Go ahead and start the race war. Yeah. And that is the truth. The cops are letting this happen on purpose. Every reporter we have in four protest areas in Minneapolis right now, all saying there are no police or National Guard anywhere. Buildings on fire. One nigger's life, or like I said, my life. Is it worth all this? Of course not. The riots that started in Minneapolis are spreading out across the entire country and world, of course, being encouraged by the government and the media and being allowed by the cops. Now, there you have it. Now, you do see that the coronavirus thing did not work very well. It worked to a point, but it didn't have as big of an effect as they wished. So they unleashed the nihilists and the atheists and the savages for savagery, like it said in there, right? For a social cataclysm? That shows that someone set a pallet of bricks in the middle of Dallas for the rioters to use to break things. Okay, there was this thing where they put a pallet of bricks in Dallas. Okay, so somebody is encouraging this whole thing. So if you think the government is going to help you or me, you're out of your mind. If you see these people come in your neighborhood, you know what you're going to have to do. It's either that or die. All of this, it says, all of this was planned long ago, manufactured with computer simulations, and is being enacted on the unsuspecting public. We need to get the word out, it says. We need boomer Facebook memes to go viral. By the way, the target thanked these destroyers for destroying them. Target. See, Target was a target in this case. See? And they're thankful. See, they probably weren't selling much, so now they can collect the insurance. So they're very thankful for that. Funny how some Jews will gain all the money and the Jewish insurance companies will take the heat. They're stealing cars. I wonder how many billions of dollars worth of damage is being done tonight. You see, somebody wants to destroy America and has wanted to for a long time. And they played the Trump card, like I told you back on my T-Rump report. You might want to check that out too. Newsbyte's report on T-Rump, Mr. Trump, the Trump report I called it, I believe. So, this is what's happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it's just a bunch of ridiculous nonsense. It really is. Okay, let's check another site here. We'll move along. You know, the white people that are participating in this, I mean, it makes me disgusted to see that they would participate in any of these things. New York Police Department uses undercover taxi cab to arrest protesters. New York riots and looting. Of course, New York. Oh, it says this. How do you like this headline? It contradicts what I'm saying. It says this is not a revolution. It's a blueprint for locking down the nation. Yeah, I know, martial law. I was the first one to start talking about martial law, about this. Nobody was talking about martial law, and I brought it up. Within a couple of weeks, everybody was talking about it. Now, I don't know. I'm not that popular, so I don't know how that is, but maybe it's the, I really don't know. Police use contact tracing in big tech to identify protesters. The social contract between government and people is unraveling. Well, it unraveled a long time ago when they declared that the people of America, meaning the white people, are the enemy of the government. Who burned the homeless camp? Antifa and InfoWars play the blame game over Austin riots. So, six killed, thousands arrested as 26 states called in National Guard, to quell third night of chaos. Listen to this. This ought to explain it to you. Is this a Jewish revolution? Why, of course it is. Two New York attorneys, probably Jew-boo-boo-boo-boos, two New York Jew-York attorneys arrested for throwing Molotov cocktail at police. Listen to this headline. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declares state of disaster after George Floyd protests. Now, Abbott is a Jew name. What's new? What's new Jew? People are going to go hungry. Pandemic effects could leave 54 million Americans without food. Well, if that happens, it's deliberately being done. As you know, they're culling all kinds of animals, just dumping milk, not making cheese, all kinds of things. Boy, the world really wants to go to hell, and already it is hell. This is hell, ladies and gentlemen. And this hell will be cast into the lake of fire after we are removed from it. How else can you explain this whole thing? Holocaust propaganda isn't just a lie. It's a crime against, it says humanity. But see, it's not a crime against humanity. It's a crime against man. What will it take for racial separation to get a serious hearing? I definitely would love to see segregation. Just for the benefit of our school children alone, our white children, they could go to school and actually learn and actually enjoy their childhoods. But until that happens, they will live in this hell. Reparations? Average white American over a lifetime will transfer $384,109 to black Americans. Jeez, I never had a slave, have you? As a matter of fact, you couldn't even give me one of these people for a slave. You couldn't pay me to take one as a slave. Shocking evidence indicates riots are highly organized and intentional by Antifa. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, yes, yes. ADL, you know, the pro-defecation league, this filthy serpent. ADL stokes race war with America with anti-white inflammatory race-baiting propaganda. You see who's all participating in the revolution? You see, right? The Jew, the Negro, the white traitor, and left commie freaks that have been fooled by this ideology. See, they're useful idiots that have been brought in to go against the heavenly establishment on earth. As America burns, her leaders, yeah, they're leaders, all right. Her leaders refuse to defend the rights and interests of white people. If Trump doesn't crack down now on rioters, he will lose in November. Well, I would think that the Trump card has already been played, and now they can bring in another nitwit to finish the job. Maybe Trump's a little tired of playing the play. You know, you get tired of being the so-called one that's hated by everybody when it's not really true. But, you know, you have to go through all what that entails. Zionist lobby gives majority of funds to Democrats to keep them in line. Mainstream media, you know who that is. They're participating in the revolution, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, mainstream media calling rioters protesters is a call for more violence. Don't they know how to use the words, these Jews? Don't they know how to demonize people? See, this is the opposite of demonizing somebody. This is legitimizing, you see. Instead of calling these rioters what they are, they are just protesters. Now, if they were white people at some rally somewhere, they would be white supremacist neo-Nazis. So it would be the opposite of that. You see how that all works? See how the Jews use the media to slant everything their way? I must tell you, it's so easy to see this stuff. It's a wonder the people don't see it. Far left or anarchists, intelligence reports confirm Antifa, majority of hardcore protesters. We will release the nihilists and the atheists, etc. You get it? This is a communist revolution. It's under the guise of the Third World War that I read to you earlier in this broadcast. As America burns, FBI tweets, diversity makes us stronger, in support of LGBT Pride Month. Hmm? You see all the devil's children? They're all the for and by Israel, FBI. This is a terrorist organization. It's run by Jews, and it's anti-American. It's pro-communist. And you see how they're lopping up, they're coddling these queers and everything? Because they want them to raise up. Those are a portion of white people too, some of them. And they'll get them to raise up against whitey and the establishment, the heavenly establishment on earth, like I was telling you. You see, they're dividing whitey up into all these different things. Some of them are queers. Some of them are Freemasons. Some of them are communists. Some of them are liberals. Some of them are, you see, dividing whitey up so that we can never have the full white race to go against these animals. Leftists defend Antifa after T-Rump vows to classify it as a terrorist group. Well, this is just a little, where this is wrestling, professional wrestling, ladies and gentlemen. Healthcare price gouging exposed. 18,415 COVID test. Oh, sure. I'll pay for that. I wonder where I'd even get 18 cents, never mind $18,000. Never mind. Yeah, it's incredible. Wealth inequality fuels social unrest worldwide. Well, the communists say that everyone's going to have the same kind of wealth, the same, you know, so there'll be no more rich people. There'll be no more poor people. But in reality, what there'll be is there'll be no more rich people except them, and all the rest will be poor people. That's how communism really works. CIA murderous, there's murderous policies, relentless disinfo, foreign meddling continue to corrupt world and U.S. politics. And you know, CIA, I told you that's, you add that up to 13. And it's lopped up with Jews. Jewish mayor, listen to this. Jewish mayor, and this scumbag, he's got the bulb head, hugging the bulb head, another communist revolutionary like him. Jewish mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, F-R-E-Y, and you can see this is a Jew from miles, blames riots on 400 years of racism and slavery. Now, the irony, ladies and gentlemen, who were the ones that brought the slaves to America? Why, it's people like the Jewish mayor of Minneapolis, not Whitey. You see? The neo-Taliban are getting ready for the world stage. I bet Mossad has a lot to do with that. In the 50s, when New York was white, a 12-year-old kid, or child, I would like to say, could roam freely in safety. As quarantine guts economy, America's five wealthiest people have gotten $75 billion richer. See what I'm saying now? This is a communist revolution. There's a transference of wealth. And the world has become dark in racial matter as well. The darker it gets, the more evil it gets. Even if you don't like all the things I say, does that not make sense? How come the Jews that are in the fake country of Israel, that's not a country at all, it's a stolen land, how come the whiter you are in Israel, the higher you are up in the social structure? How come that's the same in India as well with the caste system? Why would that be if they care about race so much? How come all the beasts of the field want to be white? You don't like that, hearing that, do you? And you know my regular audience, I'm not talking to you. But there are people out there that don't like that, that I would say something like that. Everybody should care about their own race. Period. All right, let's move on and see what else we see. Amazing, isn't it? I mean, you do know that the people, that most people want to be white. You can see that the Jews who have mixed with white people, they mix with white people because they want to be white so bad. And their women who are ugly with hooked noses will get nose jobs, put contacts in, and keep making their hair blonde because they wish they were us. Jews celebrate after destroying Republican or Representative Steve King's career for opposing their anti-white agenda. Jewish fixer Michael Baden reverses George Floyd's official autopsy report, claims he was asphyxiated. So this fellow had said that this fellow was on fentanyl and he died of a heart attack, not of being asphyxiated. And now the Jewish people have reversed it. You see, they just changed the story as how, you know, as it goes. There's no truth to any of it. They just, if somebody does come out and tell the truth, they'll go get this fellow and make him turn it around. And he did. You don't think he put out the right report first time with the, that the fellow died of a heart attack? I don't even believe the fellow died. Never mind heart attack, but I'm just saying. Florida sheriff advises residents to use their guns to literally blow looters and rioters out of their homes. I agree 100%. And if I would see anything like that, you can be assured there's going to be lots of, well, we'll just leave it at that. Black leader tells Jews in America to stop passing as white to help fight white supremacy. See? Some black leaders know about the Jews pretending to be white. Listen to this. After supporting black rioters, and of course, you got to pay attention to this headline, right? The Jews in LA, which is very Jewish, cheer as racist police arrive to protect their neighborhoods. You see, they support the black rioters. They support Antifa, which means they support the revolution because they're communist Jews. I mean, can't you see it? Can't you see that this is a Jew revolution? And the ADL also stokes the race war? They're Jews too? They're all for the Pope talking about being racist? They're all in the communist revolution. It's all a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. 2020. I hope you can see this. It's just that simple. New DNA study, and this one will be on this week's news. You got to hear this. New DNA study confirms Jews and Arabs share up to 50% Canaanite genetic ancestry. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you that the Jews... This is the same thing down in South America. It's much more than 50%. It's... The Italians, not Italians, the Italians, Sicilians, etc., etc. Not every single Sicilian, perhaps, but much of it. You see, the Jews like to pretend they're 1 to 2% of the population, yet back in 1936, they were already 4% of the population in America. So it's already a falsehood right there. And that wasn't including Jews who don't report themselves on the census. That wasn't including all these hybrids and all these Jews who have mixed with white people, etc., etc., etc. You know, I find it very interesting that in the truth movement, I am one of the only people other than Tex Mars who revealed this about the Bushes being Jews. There is not one, and I'm talking about everybody. It doesn't matter. EFR, all of them, they'll never ever, you'll never hear it out of their mouth. Of course, you will now that I say this, because that would make me look like I'm a liar. But I have never heard anyone say that the Jews, the Bushes are Jews. But they are. Why do you think that is? Why do you think these supposed Jew bashers don't tell you the truth about all these things? Huh? I think it should be obvious to you why. Why don't they stop using the terms that are the Jews are using to help destroy our race? I think you should realize why. See, if there's anybody that's, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn, I'm just trying to tell you that if anybody has stood up or taken a stand against the word of the war of words, I'll say, it's me. And I continue in it. I don't stop in it, right? When I told you that the New Testament and Old Testament is a farce made by the Jews so that they could claim half the scripture and divide it and weaken the scripture, and that it's really just one testament? There are many people that know about this, and there are many that don't. But the people that know about it, do you notice how they haven't changed? You can see that it's true, right? I mean, it's just as simple as could be. Who divides everything to conquer? And who this God's chosen people thing all depends on the Jews being the people that own the Old Testament. There is no Old Testament. There is no New Testament. There's only the Testament. But you notice how they don't stop? You notice how they don't stop using the term anti-Semitism when I've explained it over and over and over again? That it's used to destroy our people? You notice how they don't change and they just continue to use it? Well, why do you think that might be? Do you think that they don't know or haven't heard my shows? There's a lot of people, like especially the people at EFR, right? Have you noticed they don't change any of that? Now, if they looked at that and said, oh yeah, that's true, we've got to stop that. No, they don't stop it. And to keep using the terms keeps helping and empowering the Jews over our race, while these same people claim that they're pro-white. See? They're not pro-white. They're liars, deceivers. When you're dealing with a war of words as we are, like the word humanity is the recent term, or democracy, or these different ones that my shows have brought out through the Father in heaven, we are responsible to change. In other words, when we know Yahweh's name, we don't keep calling him Baal, do we? This is a war of words. So we don't call him Lord, we call him Yahweh. And some have this so deep-seated that it takes a long time to train yourself out of it. But I'm constantly, in case you don't realize this, I'm constantly training and trying to train you out of these things. I'm trying to restore the original meanings of what these words mean, or restore the Father's name to the scripture, or restore the testament to one testament. Instead of letting it remain divided and just playing, letting the Jews win. You wonder why there's a revolution right now, ladies and gentlemen? How come I'm not on the SPL list? Because they don't want them to hear me. They don't want the world to hear what I have to say. Because the Father sent me to say it, as far as I know. And a lot of things have come out, a lot of revelations and a lot of truths. People have told me this over and over and over and over again, that so many truth bombs have come out through my shows. And well, it's glory to the Father. It's not my glory. I don't need any glory. I don't seek any glory. I seek the Father's glory. But still, they don't want people to hear a show with common sense thinking. They don't want people to hear a show that's training them what's really going on in the world. They'd rather you watch videos of some Jew. I saw this woman sent me this Jewish Truth Movement fellow who pretends he's a white fellow, and he's out there, and I can't remember what the name of it is. I'll tell you some other time. But he's out there, and he's trying to cause problems between the blacks and whites, see? But you look at him, and you can tell right away it's a filthy, dirty Jew. I mean, it's just that simple. Oh, it's heart-touching time. Let me pull on your heartstrings. He loved his little girl. George Floyd's daughter speaks out for the first time. It's probably not even his daughter. It's probably just another crisis actor. I'm not kidding you. I'm serious. Oh, this is wonderful. Experts fear protests risk accelerating COVID-19 spread. Well, I doubt that, because when they're burning up all the buildings, it's probably killing all the virus, right? I can hear people laughing, right? Anti-racist book sales surge in U.S. and Britain. See how stupid the people are? Pentagon chief opposes Trump T-Rump threat to deploy military at protests. And, geez, I wonder why they wouldn't want to stop the communist revolution.
Hmm?
President T-Rump claims he was in a bunker for a tiny period of time to inspect it. Isn't that wonderful? He wears the armor of God. Evangelicals hail T-Rump's church photo op. Isn't that wonderful? So you see how whacked out people are in this world? You see, these evangelicals, I mean, we've heard about that this is a very bad sect of so-called Christianity. It's damaged goods, big time. Very satanic. The perils of being black in public. We are all Christian, Cooper and George Floyd. Oh, yes, we're all Christians. Yes, sure we are. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, the U.S. Postal Service needs a bailout. Without it, votes may go uncounted in November. Oh, geez, they wouldn't want that. Well, I suppose that's about it. The chaos of teaching during a pandemic. Scientists alarmed as T-Rump embraces fringe views during pandemic. And you have the fraud Fauci, they're the little Jew Italian in the guise of an Italian. Unbelievable, man. Well, this has been a News Bites headline news scan report, and a special one. And until next time, smarten up and don't become a commie.